Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, my beautiful listeners. I'm so glad that you're joining me for Love Your Addiction. This is Judah Albright. Everything on this planet has a life, has a vibration. And did you know addictions have a life of their own, too? I'm asking you, what if addiction is not about what you do, but rather about who you are refusing to be? What you are denying yourself and the world about you? Love Your Addiction provides a dialogue between you, the listener, and me, Jude Albright, your host. Its purpose is to expose truths so that you can see, hear, and feel how to love your addiction for what it has shown you about you. I welcome you here today to see love in a very different light. I'm here to help you recover from the belief that there is something wrong with you, that your addiction has been bad. I'm also wondering, how much of your life have you spent thinking about your wrongness? You know, when you love something and you really appreciate it, you bring gratitude into your life. And when you're grateful, you become more loving. When you accept your addiction and give it love, you are so much better able to see what it has been attempting to show you about you. And also with loving comes acceptance of yourself and what you've been through. And here's an awareness for you. Love never, ever, ever, ever hurts. The hurt is your fear that's coming up. So please forget what our movies and songs program you to feel about love. Today, we are going to be looking at, when the sky is falling, do you have a plan? When life sucks and seems like continual hurricanes are plummeting you, what do you do? Are you open to exploring different ways of coping? Well, we are going to be looking at a variety of successful ways for you to de-stress, unwind, and find your balance in life's storms. Yes, that's right. It's all about you, your emotions and thoughts, because they create your experiences. So please join me in the chat room, which you can access at the top of your listening page. Or call in at 516-453-9181 with your insights and questions. We're all in this together, and I'm sure that each of you desires peace, joy, love, and abundance in your life. So let's get each other there. I'm not out to try to change anyone. Only you can change you. I'm simply the messenger of truths for you, which bring new possibilities for a life of ease, joy, and fulfillment. You might be thinking, where did I get the idea of the sky is falling? Well, I'll tell you, it sure felt like it in southern Florida as Hurricane Wilma walloped us last weekend. It's only been a week since her fury, and still there are many residents who are without power and electricity, and our streets are stacked on both sides with downed trees. Some places look like war zones, and others have cleaned up pretty well. When there's a crisis, people do come together. I have witnessed that this past week in Fort Lauderdale. But what I'm really wondering is, why can't we come together without a crisis? Does there really need to be that crisis? What if a plan or preparation really begins with each of us, our feelings and thoughts? Couldn't we prepare ourselves for peace and joy, even if our sky begins to fall just a little? I believe that Mother Earth is definitely going through some challenges right now, some upheaval with her earthquakes in Mexico and hurricanes in Texas and Florida, and I suspect other earth issues to follow. Don't you wonder what her plan is? What the reason is for all of the chaos? And please, please don't say this is a punishment from God. I don't believe we have a punishing God, but rather a loving God. I believe that through our feelings and our thoughts, we are the ones that create the crap on this planet, including some of the weather and some of the weather changes. When I talked about the sky is falling, that really comes from the story, The Sky is Falling, that highlights Henny Penny. And as I was doing research online, there are really different endings to this story. In one ending, Henny Penny really didn't have a plan. And because she thought the sky was falling, she believed Foxy Loxy, and she joined Turkey Lurkey and Goosey Lucy, and they followed Foxy Loxy to his den where they were killed and eaten. Okay, that's one ending. I guess the ending that I prefer is the one where she really did have a plan. And I'm going to read exactly how the ending happens in the story that is called Henny Penny, The Sky is Falling. Quote, "Now, when Henny Penny, who had just gotten into the dark burrow, heard Cocky Locky crow, she said to herself, 'Oh, my goodness, it must be dawn, time for me to lay my egg.' So she turned around and bustled off to her nest. So she escaped, but she never did tell the king the sky was falling. So her plan was, 'Ooh, I hear the crow cock, or I hear the, excuse me, I hear the cock crow, and it must be dawn, so I better lay my egg.'" Interesting. So let's look at some of the ways, whether we have plans or not. I'm wondering what your plan for you is when your sky is falling and things seem to be unbearable. Do you just want to give up? The sky falls quite often when there is an active addiction in your life, whether it's yours or a loved one's. So let's look at some possible plans, ones that I do not believe support your well-being. And many people enact these plans. For example, let's say you come home from a stressful day at work. Do you eat and eat and eat to try and stop your hunger for love and acceptance? The love and acceptance that you can't get at your job because it is so stressful and you probably don't belong there and need to leave? Or do you come home from work and have a couple of glasses of wine or a few beers to try and let go of the stress that happened at work or in your family? Or do you search for your next sexual encounter for that quick orgasmic fix, trying to dull the pain that you feel inside? I would suspect there are many people who use those three examples that I gave you as possible plans or preparations for when their sky is falling. And all three of those are addictions. And there are ways to keep from the real you. They are escapes from your true feelings. Feelings are indicators of what's going on inside and in your life that is working or not working. And your body is signaling you to do something. There's no judgment about them being right or wrong. Feelings are not right or wrong. They simply are. They are signals. Your emotions and your thoughts create your beliefs, which create your experiences. Many of those emotions and thoughts we accepted in childhood, whether they were true or not. And some of those beliefs that we accepted, that we learned from parents or older adults or even our siblings, some of those are, I'm not good enough, I'll never amount to anything, I'm not smart enough, nothing ever works for me. And I will guarantee you, people who had those thoughts experienced real pain and crisis in Hurricane Wilma that we just went through. And there was a time when I probably would have been one of those people. But having worked on myself and looking at the garbage that I believed that was true about me, I have changed those beliefs. And believe it or not, my experience with Irma was not that difficult. Yes, I was in a safe house. I was in my son and daughter-in-law's safe house that did have hurricane windows, so I did not hear the wind as ferociously as people who had the jealousy windows or non-hurricane windows that many people in Florida still have. It's all about our beliefs. My belief was that I would get through the storm no matter what happened. And I did. And I did get through it. And amazingly enough, 2 days after the storm, my electricity was regained. And I'll tell you, it was a wonderful, wonderful feeling. Because it was so hot here after the storm, and without air conditioning, which we definitely need at this time of the year here, without that air conditioning, it was uncomfortable to sleep at night. But by knowing that I was okay and that eventually I would get my air conditioning on, I would have my power restored, that really helped me, even though there was a period where I was feeling the stress. When everybody around us is exhibiting a certain feeling, we tend to absorb that and pick it up. So when you are experiencing your sky falling, the people around you are also experiencing what you're feeling. They may know that it's not their feelings and that they're picking those feelings up from you, or they may sink into those feelings and feel sorry for themselves. I have talked many, many, many times about David Hawkins in his book Power Versus Force, where he talks about feelings and he actually gives them a level and explains what that energetic level means. So when you're in fear, he claims that you are vibrating. Your energy is only at 100. And when you're angry, you're at 150. However, when you go to acceptance, you're 350. You go to love, and you are 500. You go to peace, and you are 600. So please remember that when the sky is falling, it is up to you to decide whether you want to stay in fear or anger, or if you want to go to love and peace. So let's look at some power plans that may work for you. Because we draw our life's experiences to us by the energy that we give off. And we are the ones in charge of our emotions and thoughts, which create our beliefs, which create our experiences. None of us is powerless in any way whatsoever. Now, there's a difference between powerless and attempting to control. We are still in our power, even though we can't control a hurricane that's coming at us. By the attitude that we accept, that's how we experience that sky falling or that crisis. Now, we know that stress is a major contributor to diseases in our lives. And it comes from negative thoughts or energy examples that I just gave you from David Hawkins's Power Versus Force. So here are some plans that may help you, not may, I guarantee you they will help you the next time your sky begins to fall. Number one, and the most important in my belief, is use your intuition. Your gut is always communicating with you. If you have a gut feeling that something is wrong in any situation that you step into, honor that gut feeling. It is there to protect you. It is there to love you. It is there to say, get the hell out of this situation, or stay in this situation. It is going to be wonderful for you. Now, in order to really access your intuition, however, you need a plan that gives you alone, quiet time for introspection with nothing bothering you. That means no television on, no computer, no cell phone, no texting. Those are all avoidances. Those are all ways we run from ourselves. Now, am I saying that that's right or wrong? No. I am pointing out to you that that is how we run from ourselves. When we are alone, a lot of times feelings come up that we're not too happy about. But those feelings are there within us, and it's up to us to do something about them. Another part of a plan is have a supportive person or persons in your life that you can really be totally, totally you and totally honest with, and share what's going on so that you can get a bigger perspective. Oftentimes, someone who is very close to us can see things that we have blinded ourselves on. Another one, and this may sound very silly to you, but this actually works. Sing a song, dance around the house, go outside, take a walk, hug a tree, go swimming. Body movements have been documented to change your mood and your attitude. If you really notice, most people, when they are in a depression, their head is lowered and they are looking down at the floor. The interesting thing is, if when you're feeling that depression, you lift that head up and you look up into the sky or the ceiling, that energy changes. Your mood will change. Now, will it stay that way permanently? Probably not. But do it again and again. Sing, dance, do what you need to do to move that body with the stuck energy of depression. Another plan, don't take things personally. The only person out to get you is you. You don't have to accept anyone else's point of view. So they don't like you. You can still like you. Does it really matter if they like you or not? Are you that insecure that you need somebody to validate to you how wonderful you are all the time? Another part of the plan is get real. Be honest with yourself all the time. And know that fear is not real. You're making it up by your thoughts or your what-ifs. And here's a big one. What if you're a giver, always giving and fixing things and helping people and trying to fix people? Well, I'm not saying that's right or wrong. What I am saying is, learn to be a receiver also. Allow help from others. It'll make a huge difference in your life. When you try to go totally alone, that's when there are chances that you slip into this funk and you just don't know what to do when your sky is falling in. So, I'm wondering, what if you could see a change in the world? Would you like to shift things in your life and help create a world that works for all of us? Well, how about becoming a voice for truth? I am starting a brand new adventure on voiceamerica.com next week. Our new radio program, which I am hosting with Sharon Ann Wyckoff, airs next Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time and noon Eastern Time. And it's Sharon and my intention for you to discover the bigger you and make your voice count. It's about each of us taking responsibility for our feelings, our thoughts, and therefore our creations. So I'm asking you once more, what if being addicted is not about what you do, but rather about who you are refusing to be? What can you now be to create your healthy, loving lifestyle? How can you use the plan that we set forth to help yourself in the event that your sky falls? And I also ask you, what is truth? The sight of truth awakens and stirs us. The voice of truth repeatedly echoes awareness in us. The smell of truth sweetly comforts us. The taste of truth refreshingly nourishes us, and the feeling of truth warmly embraces us. I would also like to take this opportunity to send my love and my prayers to those who suffered complete devastation in their lives, in their homes, in their jobs during both hurricanes the one in Texas and the one in Florida. Please remind yourself to stay wrapped in your truth and your love and your personal power, remembering the true, magnificent, powerful, beautiful you. You are alive at this time. You are here on the planet at this time to make the world a better place. It needs you, or you wouldn't be here. So please take this time to wrap your arms around yourself. Go to a mirror, look in that mirror, and say, I love you. You count. Your voice matters. I love you. Those three little words, when we say them to ourselves, it really helps change the energy within. It helps us go to an energetic level of 500, which is love. We don't have to be validated by others. Yes, it's nice and it's wonderful to be told, I love you. But it starts with you. It starts by your cherishing you. And by sending that energy out, you welcome others to do the same. So please stay cherished and know that you are loved. Bye.